Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out down at Chickies and Pete's today. Nothing goes better with Philly basketball, hockey, and baseball than Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game online, chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online, marks-jewelers.com. The third member of this show will join us at 4 o'clock, Spike Eskin, Thursdays at 4 through the end of the show, so don't miss Spike. We'll get into a lot with him, of course, on the Phillies, Sixers, all that good stuff. By the way, Ike, first home run of the year goes to Mike Trout.
Trouty?
Which, I mean, listen, don't tempt me with a good time if we need to throw trout fishing back out there at the deadline. But, you know.
Yeah, he's out.
He's probably out.
Yeah, he's out.
They might, well, although he's pissed. I mean, he said 6 weeks ago he wanted more free agents and they haven't signed anyone.
Well, yeah, you should have came with Bryce. You would get more free agents.
We tried to tell him.
What do you think people want to go? Well, for some reason, they're going to the Dodgers.
Well, a lot of money and pretty good team. Angels don't exactly have that. So, yeah, we'll see. But either way, Mike Trout gets on the board with the first home run of the season. But we're also 4 weeks away from the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's one of those things where the drafting 22 and you know, we're learning the names, I think, currently. You know, we're getting up to speed. But I wonder if people are going to be – I think mad is a little over the top because you never get too mad if they go offense. I just don't get this idea of going offense in the draft. Like, there's been some Xavier Worthy stuff. I know that Brock Bowers is maybe a Hall of Fame-level talent.
Fun to talk about Brock Bowers.
But
that's
like,
not what we need.
They need defense. And yeah. I know it's not their strong suit drafting there, but I don't care. I mean, you have to draft. At some point, you got to get some young talent. You can't just buy everything. And when you need help at cornerback, you need help at the edge position. I don't think they'd go safety, but you could use some help there.
Yeah.
Linebacking, they'll probably never go, but you need some linebacking there. Like,
yeah.
I hope they don't go offense, and I don't get this push for the Eagles to go more offense.
Yeah, I don't see offense. Honestly, I don't see offense with the first three picks. I mean, if it's me.
With the 2 seconds.
Yeah, the 2 second-round picks and the first-round pick. I see trying to draft three defensive playmakers that can be here as pillars of your defense at the cornerback position, at the D-line position. And quite frankly, I would go at the linebacker position. Unless you feel confident about Devin White, and I mean feel confident that you would re-sign him. That's what I'm talking about. Because, see, Devin White is great right now on a one-year deal.
Right.
Devin White on a 3 or 4 year deal at $8-9 million a year is something the Eagles haven't shown they'd be willing to do. So before we get to that, then why not draft? Because I don't know about Nakobe right now. He's coming off of an injury, and you don't have very much other young talent at that position. You got an opportunity right now to get someone in the first 53 picks of the draft. You got a chance to get a good linebacker that could be here as the captain of your defense moving forward on a rookie contract. So, to me, with those first three picks, you got an opportunity to hit all three levels of your defense, D-line, linebacker, and secondary.
At the first pick, I think we both agreed linebacking probably not there.
Probably not happening.
Probably not safety.
Right.
Which would you rather see them go, more corner or edge?
Edge. You know what? It depends on the player, if I'm being honest. Because sure. I see the importance of both. I really do. We already have edge guys up there. So kind of the obvious one is take the best corner available.
Right.
I certainly could see that. But if I got a defensive end there that's, to me, projected to be a better player, I'm not just going to take a corner because I need a corner.
Right, and the Eagles
I'm going to take the better player.
They have set themselves up to where they don't, like, need.
Right.
One, I love a corner in round one that can play, of course, but they do at least have some bodies there where it's not like – I think heading into a draft
– it's supposed to be a deep draft for corners, I believe.
Heading into a draft with a need and having to get that, I feel like is a mistake.
Yeah.
Because it leads to reaching. To where 20 –
that's how you get Marcus Smith.
That's how you get Marcus Smith. Now – what do you think about trading up? You know, we haven't really talked about it much. Mm-hmm. They do have the 2 second-round picks. Maybe they can flip Reddick for something if they budge off the second-round pick and maybe a third-round pick, maybe the Falcons for that third. I just wonder, like...
Move off of who?
Well, the Dallas Turner kid kind of jumps out. He's the edge rusher from Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, if they view him as the best edge guy in the draft, you just go get him. I don't know. It's just how he's... I mean, he's moved up in each of the last two drafts.
Yeah.
So it's something I think has to be at least broached. The best corner, I mean, it feels like they're all kind of in that.
I mean, unless I'm getting a game-changing caliber player, I want the picks.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Quantity over.
Yeah. I'd rather have. Because you need young talent here on the defensive side of the ball. You're set on your offense. You got young players over there. You got your core on that side. It's time to start adding prime talent on the defensive side of the ball. And you got an opportunity this year to really, at the top of your draft, focus on that side of the football. You need playmakers because after next year, look at it this way. After next year, you can lose Reddick. You can lose Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham. I even think Milton Williams is in the final year of his deal.
He's kind of on that Benny Logan.
Yeah, I think Milton
track.
Williams, he may be in the final year of his deal. I'm not sure. But you could use – if Bradbury even makes it through this year, I don't see him back in 2025.
Better be his last.
Yeah, so here. He could be gone. Slay could be gone after this season, right? So those are five players right there that could be gone after next year. So when I'm looking at that 2025 year, okay, I want to have some young players that I've at least already had in my system ready to step in and be starters in 2025.
Right, and it seems like the way they've attacked free agency, at least defensively, it's a lot more Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they like the CJ deal, I get it.
Well, those are, 3-year deals.
But, Huff, yeah, that's Huff was definitely a bit of an investment. CJ is an investment, but the corner's not really –
nope.
Linebackers, not really.
Nope.
Like, they have a chance here, on top of those Band-Aids, to do the Chiefs model if they want to go that way. But they're also not in this position where they need one of these guys to come in and be a date. Like, you want them to be impact guys, but they don't need to be day one starters.
Right.
So they're in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, you got a chance to get three of the top 53 defensive players, three of the top 53 players available. And I'm thinking projecting moving forward. You need young defensive players that are going to be here. You need to hit on those guys. You have a chance because you don't have any needs on offense. You went out and literally signed Saquon Barkley.
I know.
So you don't have any needs on offense.
Dude, I'm not drafting a third receiver / kick
right.
returner at
22. I don't need
22.
To do that. No, I don't need to do that.
Or the Goddard replacement.
Yeah, I don't need to do that. So getting me some prime A talent on the defensive side of the ball, that's what I would like to see them do.
Yeah. It feels like there's a little bit of a push for some offense at 22, at least early in the draft. I just deep breaths.
Yep.
Deep breaths. Let's try to build a defense a little bit.
You don't like Chop Robinson?
We got enough Penn Staters this year. But
how about Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid, sure.
Might go Kool-Aid.
It's perfect for radio. Do you want to drink the Kool-Aid? You get the Kool-Aid man, all that stuff.
Yeah, Cooper.
What about
Cooper DeZing?
Now, I know offense, we have to factor in the boring snooze fest. Offensive tackle?
Nah, I'm out. Don't need it.
Can't do it,
nope,
man.
I'm out.
Don't give me a snooze fest on draft night. I don't know if we'll get the now I'm awake out of Ike at draft night.
No, I guarantee you won't. I guarantee you won't. I'm telling you, I need defensive playmakers.
It's time.
Yeah, that's what I need.
It proves to me you can draft it, Howie. I want to bully him into like getting the draft right defensively.
Here's the great thing moving forward with those other three players they could draft defensively.
Yeah.
Now I got Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Bryce Huff, potentially Devin White, CJ GJ, Sidney Brown, Reed Blankenship, and I got a host of young corners I could have in there. Like, I can add, these are young players that could be my 2025 defense.
Right. To go along with the 2025 offense, that's pretty ready made right now.
That's already made for you.
Yeah. And we'll be curious, and we'll go back to the phones in 1 second. If it comes out at all, or if we find out, how much is Vic Fangio? How much is he involved with the draft process? Mm-hmm. If they go linebacker early, kind of feels like a Vic Fangio thing, and they're invested in him.
As long as they get good players, I don't give a damn who's picking them. Yeah, because I can blame Vic Fangio for picking a bad player, too.
Yeah, you sure can. You sure can.
As long as the player is good, I'm okay with it.
Rios is in North Philly. What's happening, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios.
Yo, I just felt something today, so, you know what I mean? Look, I said, hey, let me get my fighting feels. Yeah, I mean, just ready for the freaking season. Maybe do a little something real quick for y'all. So, hey, Cisco, if you want, I don't give a damn. I'm a cappella. You can put the Rocky John, whatever it is that you got to do. But I'm going to go in real quick because I felt it. I called y'all. This is for the damn feels. Yeah, I mean, so check it out. Look,
blow this, friend.
I just start going for sure.
It's all good. It's all good. I got this. It's a cappella. Opening freaking season is here. Tomorrow is to start to show y'all what y'all, to show us what y'all learned from crapping the bed last year. There's a lot of hype on paper and talk about y'all this year to go and get that damn chip. Well, let me tell y'all something. That don't mean jack if y'all don't fully 100% believe in yourselves to go out and permanently put blood on the grass and say Foxtrot uniform to every team in the MLB and grab your balls without juggling in it and say what? Bring it, because we ain't stopping till we take it all and watch y'all fall, suckers. Bryce Harper, you the man, right? Huh? This your team, huh? You understand and embody what it is to be a Philadelphian, huh? Well, if this is so, then young man, lead your team to the fight. First one on the field, last one off the field, lead by example, and instill to your men that this season only ends with us taking a chip, and if anyone ain't tracking, and send their asses all home to pull it up with their significant other, because this is time to be locked in and ready to die to stand on our own as number one in baseball. The best of the best. The cream of the crop. Pop off and get your ass stopped. Now, with that being said, we're standing on our own being said. It reminds me of that sucker-ass song, Dancing on Our Own.
Come on, Rios.
You cannot win a championship with a sucker-ass song like that of a guy stalking his yawn while she is with another guy. That MLB
we don't take it literally.
Only has eyes for us, only loves us, and is only coming home with us. By the time it's playoff time, make sure y'all have a masculine song. Now go on, fighters. No distractions. Just straight attacking. Prepare to die for that ultimate high to be world champions and give the bird. They say no one likes us. F what you heard. Now it's time to not be in y'all feelings and apologetic. We are who we are. Now go on and let the violence be with y'all. Peace.
Mm. There he goes. Rios in North Philly. Mm. Wow. I'm ready to go.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's a lot for a baseball season.
It's a lot for a baseball season. It's just opening day. Yeah. 162 of these.
That's very intense for it to be just the opener.
What did he say? A hope to fly, you might die?
Yeah.
Something.
Whatever.
Something.
All I heard.
Well, you lost it earlier.
Well, when he said juggling balls in your hand and all that, I was.
He hates dancing on my own.
That's my favorite part of his whole.
Fight a masculine song. Yeah. Hold on.
He found a way to work that in there.
Yeah.
Standing on my own brings me to that soft song.
Dancing on my own. Now, Francisco, what version of
what is wrong with you?
You told me gonna fly now. That's what I searched. That's what I found.
how long was it? Was that like a 15
seconds? Like 25. The only ones I found when I typed that in were like 25 seconds.
Where's the one where the bell rings first?
Yeah, I forgot how I labeled it.
I should have been better equipped here.
Well, yeah. It's more on me.
Well, when you see Rios is on hold.
But I don't know if Francisco's
he's not aware of Rios?
He is aware of Rios, but football season Rios or football is different than baseball.
True.
And I don't think Francisco.
He wasn't expecting to get that from Rios.
Well, now I know.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know because you didn't find the right.
we'll find it for next.
Okay. It's all good. We survived, and then Rios is still Rios.
Yep.
So all good. Corey's in Columbus. What's happening, Corey?
My man, Mike, my brother Jack. What up?
What's up, C?
Hey, man, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Corey?
Baseball season is here.
Finally.
Hey, I was sitting here looking. Yeah, look. Let me get the Phillies real quick. Listen, I'm excited. I got 97 wins. I want to say 100, but going into the season, I don't want to be too optimistic. You know, I'm glad Bryce Harper got the baby making out the way, so it helped the back rest.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I'm excited about that.
Number three is on the way for Bryce. Dad's right.
For that back. Yeah. Yeah, we got to make sure that back 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway, back.
It could have caused the back issue, but, you know.
Yeah. So I know y'all betting, man. I went outside the box. Trey Turner at the eighth best odds to win NL MVP. That ain't
plus,
bad odds. So
plus 2,200.
Oh, man, plus 22, baby.
Because you know Bryce the man. I need Bryce for the postseason. So – If we gonna get up, like, you know, we gonna be plus 500. You know, we gonna win these games in April, going into May. We gonna be plus on the plus side of the game, you know. But we need to give Bryce some rest. Trey Turner, he gonna be playing a lot. You know, I like those odds right there. So, you know, Delaware Valley, Philly, go ahead and put y'all's money in on that bet. I'm letting y'all know. I'm not costing nothing, but I'm letting y'all know, you know, put the money in.
Okay.
But I like 97 wins for the Phillies. I what has me worried though is the pitching. Hopefully, Taijuan Walker never has to play. Our fourth pitcher is Sanchez, right? Christopher Sanchez.
Yes.
He's gonna be like in the rotation, like the fourth. All right. So you know, I like him. I kind of like him. And then Taijuan Walker. I don't even want Walker to ever even play. So hopefully, with the way the rotation works out through the season, I never got to see Taijuan Walker. I know he's dealing with the injury, but hey, man, sometimes injuries are positive.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Adam Eaton was hurt in 08, so it's fine. Corey, who's someone that you don't get?
Let me get. I got an Eagles point real quick on the draft.
Okay.
Real quick. The draft, the corner. So, hey, there's a corner out of Toledo. His name is Quinyon Mitchell. Look him up. That boy can play. To me, he might be the first or second best corner in the draft. All right, check him out.
Who is this?
The Toledo corner.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Quentin.
Yep.
I just had him in front of me.
The boy could play.
No, I haven't looked at him.
I tweeted y'all yesterday.
Quentin Mitchell, yeah.
I was early in the show. Yep. I was early in the show. But you know what Jerry's trying to do? Next year, he's trying to set it up for the Deion, the Dorr Sanders sweepstakes. That's why he ain't paying Dak. He's trying to, you know, they on the coach is on the deal. So Cowboy Jim excited, but it ain't gonna happen. But
yeah,
what I don't get, what I don't get, is I don't get the hype behind Will Ferrell. You talk about Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell. That dude is not that funny. I don't like a lot of his movies. People like, I mean, he got the Step Brothers, you know. But other than that, I'm not a big fan of his movies.
So, Corey, I think some people share that viewpoint. I don't. Yeah, I mean, I got Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, Anchorman. Yeah, the Will Ferrell run in the 2000s is legendary.
You take Will Ferrell? Yeah, probably over.
I get the hype. I get the hype about Will Ferrell.
Yeah, but you know what though? You talk about somebody playing the same character. I mean, there's no depth to Will Ferrell.
Him, Sandler.
Yeah. I mean, that run, that was a 10-year run they were on there, where they pretty much just cornered the market for movies.
They did.
Sandler, Ferrell, Vince Vaughn, the Wilson brothers, Owen and Luke.
Yeah.
Stiller.
But I don't know, man. Will Ferrell.
I'm naming a bunch of guys that people don't get.
They might. Will Ferrell was different in Talladega Nights. Step Brothers, he was more of
Was he really? He's the same guy.
I'm Ricky He's Bobby.
Yeah, but it's still the same guy, though.
Anchorman, he was Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a serious actor.
Serious actor.
Old school, he was a responsible dad.
I like Will Ferrell.
No, I'm a Will Ferrell guy.
No, I'm a Will Ferrell guy. I think I go Will Ferrell over Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Give us someone you don't get for a chance to go see Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic with Bob Dylan.
I don't
and
get
Robert
Adam
Plant.
Sandler.
When I was a kid, I got him. I feel like if I was an adult watching those movies, like yeah. Happy Gilmore, I'd be like, this is really
stupid.
I mean,
stupid. I liked Happy Gilmore, and I liked Bobby Boucher and Waterboy.
What about Billy Madison? Did you like
Billy
Madison?
Nope.
Because that's all three basically the same character.
Same character.
You hear they're making they're in the works on a Billy Madison 2?
I thought it was Happy Gilmore.
No, sorry, Happy Gilmore 2?
Yeah. It's unnecessary.
That's going to be horrible.
No, it's going to be horrible.
Given he's on this next Netflix movie kick. Where he has like these random Netflix movies he puts out. They're terrible.
You know how bad of an actor he is? I couldn't even watch Hustle.
I know.
I couldn't get through it.
Well, it's Hustle and the Uncut Gems.
I didn't even see
That's
that.
The one where he's gambling on stuff and they're trying to fix the Sixers Celtics series in 2012.
Oh, see, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
So he played in another basketball
like serious,
type movie.
Quote unquote serious
role. Okay,
role.
Yeah. Uncut Gems.
Yeah. Click was horrible. I remember I was so excited for Click.
Click is a movie?
Click is a movie from the early, like, 2004-ish, I want to say.
Yeah, I don't
It was right after the Madison run, you know. He's a bad actor.
Yes.
He's a bad actor. Yes. If I wasn't a kid watching Billy Madison, right. I don't know if I'd
Although
find
I did
it funny.
Like Waterboy.
Waterboy's funny.
Yeah.
Again, those three are great. Everything after that's just a hit or miss.
It's the same guy. Grown-ups.
Grown-ups is all right.
Grown-ups is all right. I didn't like Grown-ups, too.
The annoying thing about Adam Sandler, it's that same group. Too.
Yes.
It's like Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider, yeah.
Like he's been propping up Rob Schneider for 20
years. The worst dude he props up is the guy who played the quarterback in Waterboy. I don't know his name.
I forget. David Spade's a part of that group.
Yeah, but he was in like several of his other movies too, though.
Yeah,
he used the same characters.
Now, actually, the one Sandler movie I think
Waterboy.
I think he's
yeah. I hated that dude.
I actually liked The Longest Yard. Like I never.
The remake. Oh,
yeah, Paul Crew.
Nah, I'm out.
That's a good movie, man.
The original is a good one.
Nah, I don't know. I don't got time. the new Bad News Bears and the new. Longest Yard, both better than the originals.
No.
Billy Bob Thornton in Bad News Bears?
No, he's not better than Walter Matthau.
Buttermaker? He looks just like Rob Thompson.
Well, Walter Matthau wishes he looked like Rob Thompson.
Honey, look it up.
Buttermaker was drunk all the time, man. That's the only play. And he played in Grumpy Old Men.
It's perfect.
My two favorite roles of his. Walter Matthau, man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, look him up, man. It looks just like
I know
it,
but it must be a younger Walter Matthau.
Yeah. Bad News Bears, Walter Matthau.
No, man. He's always with the 5 o'clock shadow and he's hungover.
Yeah.
Man, don't do Topper
that's
like
not
that.
Topper. Yeah, that's not Topper. Same man. Facial structure. Same facial structure. Tommy's in Kensington. What's happening, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, bud? Oh, first time calling you guys.
Oh, welcome aboard.
Oh, welcome to the show.
You're a big fan, man. I just want to say there's really no excuse. I think we need to win the division for the Phillies this year. But why? Because, dude, it's too much. It's like dangling a carrot in front of us. It's just like it's there and we're almost there. And then next thing you know, we fall down. And I feel like we got too much invested into this. And I feel like that'll make a statement if we win a division. And, yeah, granted, it doesn't mean anything now, but I still think it'll mean something to us and maybe motivate the team even more. Now, I know we're not perfect. We're going to have our ups and downs. But I feel like especially at the end of the year, we need to make it all count.
I got you. Who's something that you don't get?
See, I only stuck with an actor, and I feel like if I don't win, it's rigged. Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal, 100% don't get the guy. Now, I'm going to stick up for Adam Sandler and them right now because at least they have a certain role they can fit. Steven Seagal has no role. He doesn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah,
well, he's the same martial arts guy.
Yeah.
I didn't like fat Steven Seagal. I shouldn't body shame. But, yeah, at some point he got out of shape where he should never take his it's not a dashiki. What do they call the robes of the what is it called? Komodo. Not like a Komodo dragon.
Okay.
Komodo?
That's going well.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Breitmeyer.
Yeah, Breitmeyer's yelling
back
at me off the air, yeah.
He's the new Herb.
But I knew it wasn't a dashiki, though.
Okay.
That I did know. Yeah. Keep that thing on, whatever it is, Steven Seagal.
Yeah, well, now he's at the really horrible jet black. What was the last movie?
The ponytail?
Yeah, yeah. What was the last thing he was in? Has he made a movie since 2000?
He had like a 3-year run there where he pretty much made all the same movies. Hard to Kill. They were all like he's a cop.
Yeah, right?
He's a cop who doesn't need a gun. He's a karate man.
But he's also never reached. He didn't even sniff Stallone or Schwarzenegger.
Listen. Stallone lived off. It's okay to admit. Rocky's
at least
the one.
He had Rambo.
Rocky's a one trick pony, man. Yeah.
Well, at least he had Rambo.
But he lived off those two franchises pretty much his whole career.
For sure. Yeah. 100%.
Rocky and Rambo. I would say Steven Seagal is a better actor than Sylvester Stallone.
215592.
Not much better though.
Only the biggest debates here.
Chuck Norris, he's in that with those guys. Jean-Claude Van Damme, they were all.
Dude, Chuck Norris, he's in his 80s, right?
Yeah, Chuck. Because Chuck had to be in his 30s when I first.
Dude, I saw
Invasion USA in like 80.
I know you're a big Today Show fan, right?
Yeah.
Because Kylie Kelsey was on this morning.
Yeah.
Right?
I missed it.
I saw an interview with William Shatner last week.
Yeah.
He's 93.
Yeah.
And he looks like it's
Captain Kirk.
He's perfectly put together.
Nah. Well, I mean, it's a lot of money. It costs a lot to look the way
I know, but
Captain Kirk
seems
looks
like he's pretty still quick on his feet. You know, like, yeah, he's really slowed down.
Listen, a lot of Botox and tighten up the skin and HGH and all those things.
For 93, I think.
Well, no, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. But it's just that we know you're 93.
I know. Born in 1931. That's
yeah, he's damn near like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
He don't even look like Kenny Rogers anymore. He was like a totally different person.
No. 215-592 9494 to get in. Looking for on the record. It's on the record Thursday as we head into Phil's baseball tomorrow, opening day down at CBP. But also, give us someone you don't get for a chance to win tickets to go to Willie Nelson's picnic on 4th of July. But on the other side, Spike Eskin. Spike joins the show. I know. We keep having returns for him, you know, so we figured we'd get him on. Spike Eskin joins the show. Obviously, a lot of Philly stuff with Spike, but also some big Sixer stuff going on as well. Don't miss Spike on the show, on the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.